And now dictation for Alan Brigson, B-R-I-G-G-S-O-N, April 1246, address as a letter, Dr. David Johns, J-O-H-N-S, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Johns, a follow-up for Mr. Brigson, who has a stage 5 kidney disease, history of rectal cancer, has an ostomy, last visit in March, comes accompanied with wife in person. He's been refusing to do an AV fistula. He still does not come to terms that he has advanced renal failure and this is not going to improve. Has developed now what sounds like carpal tunnel on the left side, with numbness and weakness on the hands, not affecting the small digit. Says to be eating well, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, ostomy, no changes in output, some frequency urgency but no cloudiness of blood, no decrease in urine output. The minor edema is stable, no claudication symptoms, denied chest pain palpitation syncope, no major dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight hydralazine, Demadex, isosorbide, and phosphorus binders. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 166/60 on the right side. Decreased hearing, normal speech, alert oriented time 3, attentive, no expressive aphasia, no localized RAL wishes, pleural effusion consolidation. Aortic systolic murmur appears to be regular, no pericardial rap, ostomy on the left side with a ventral hernia, obesity of the abdomen without ascites tenderness, 1 plus peripheral edema. There is a papular, some of them pustular rash on the trunk, upper extremities, no mucosal compromise. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. In June, creatinine 6.7 for a GFR of 8, stage 5, a normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis of 20, a normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, phosphorus high at 6.8, normal magnesium, normal folic acid, B12, anemia 11.3, normal white blood cell platelets, MCV of 98. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5. Long discussion with the patient and wife. We need to prepare for dialysis. He needs to have an AV fistula. He will not be able to do peritoneal dialysis because of the history of rectal cancer and ostomy placement. He could learn to do home hemodialysis. The fistula takes 2-3 months to be ready. We start dialysis based on symptoms or severe volume overload. I do not see any indication right now. Next number, hypertension in the office high. He says that at home is much better in the 120s, 130s. Next number, elevated phosphorus. We discuss about diet and adjustment for phosphorus binders. I'm going to increase to 2 every meal. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. EPO when hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, metabolic acidosis, some of these from the diarrhea ostomy. Of course, renal failure. Next number, colon cancer, ostomy, ventral hernia. I'm not aware of recurrence. And the last level of CEA is at 0.7, which is considered normal. Next number, prior coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, presently stable. Next number, prolapsed carpal tunnel on the left wrist to be evaluated by you and potential referral. Understands that it's a surgical treatment, not a medications. Next number, a rash, which could be related to high phosphorus. PTH needs to be updated. Continue to follow chemistries on a regular basis. Come back on the next 4 to 6 weeks. End of dictation.